French, Levin for English.
Let me tell you guys, the first 30 minutes, like a Kirk Franklin concert, they have TVs in there, like the Cowboys Stadium. It's a beautiful thing. And the most important part, they have the tap machine in the back.
Yeah.
You can pay via phone.
Yes.
And we have e-transfer.
Yes.
I know we're going to come up with a Fort mode at some point. The Resurrection Center is going to happen first, I promise you. To all my church folk, I want to wish you guys a good Friday. This has been Pastor Thomas, First Lady Portia Squires, Bishop David Burden, and musical director DJ Maddie.
Soundwalk Symposium is a series of site-specific and virtual events taking place in April 2022, originating from electroacoustic studies at Concordia University and Geogeogi. This is an occasion for revitalization and attenuation to our physical surroundings, uniting walkers and listeners from all disciplines. Soundwalk artists and academics will engage in public events that foster a deeper understanding of soundwalks as a means to embodied examinations of the socio-cultural spaces that we inhabit. These activities will explore post-colonial perspectives and power dynamics that shape the perspectives of listening to our environment. The series will feature soundwalks led by local sound artists. All events are open to the public at large, and panels will be held as hybrid events set in relevant physical settings with online components. Four local soundwalks and accompanying discussion panels will occur on the first four Fridays of April, ending on International Earth Day, April 22nd. Visit www.soundwalksymposium.com for more information.
CKUT Radio, Community Radio, CKUT.CAO, CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Hi, this is Lee Fields from Soulfire Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Amok. Roots, the name of that piece from a brand new release from the Luke Stewart Slit Trio, release entitled The Bottom, soon to be released on the Cuneiform recording label, with, of course, Luke Stewart at the bass, fellow DC native Brian Settles at the tenor saxophone, and Chad Taylor at drums, and Imbira, again, from the album The Bottom, the Luke Stewart Slit Trio, starting this morning's edition of Jazz Muck. Good morning. Welcome. Glad you could make it. And I do hope you can stick around. And we're going to hear a bunch of Luke Stewart, actually, in the first set. Busy bassist and involved in many, many projects. And he's been at it for quite a while. So we'll listen to a bunch of that because it's good music. And that's what we have here on a Friday morning, as per usual, creative jazz to tickle your ears with over the course of the next couple hours. John B., your host, as I say, welcome. And that's it. We're going to get to a bunch of new music, a few old gems, and the like, as usual, on a Friday morning, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca, all around the world. We're going to start this set off with Luke Stewart leading his Exposure Quintet from an Astral Spirits release of last year. Self-titled at release, Luke Stewart Exposure Quintet, and it is explosive, with the likes of Edward Wilkerson Jr., a Chicago legend at saxophones and reeds, Ken Vandermark, another Chicago legend at reeds, Jim Baker at the piano, Avriel Raw at the drums, and Luke Stewart, of course, at bass and compositions. This is a composition entitled Awakening the Masters, Luke Stewart and the Exposure Quintet. We'll be right back.
Edge God, I am, luxury, I am, galaxy,
Smoking Philly Ride. Come on, jam, jam. Get with it, baby. Two piece. Give it to me. Side step, jam. Smoking Philly Ride. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Down goes
Frazier.
Down goes.
Down goes,
down goes,
down goes,
down goes,
down goes,
down goes,
1,000 gold prescriptions. The six sounds. Something more than healing. Six sounds. The good, the bad, the sunset. Was it a dream to be something more than healing? Six sounds, sound bodies, celestial spirits, ancestors yet to come. Celestial spirits, ancestors yet to come. Heart, lung, mind, spirit, tongue, eyes. We need the six sounds. The good, the bad, the sunset. More than heaven, something more than healing. The need. Something more than heaven. the good, the bad, the sunset. It was something more when we folded our hands in prayer. It was something more than healing. Something more when we held our hands against our hearts and felt our tune and rhythm. Something more. The six sounds.
Thank you.
Red Hook Blues Got Me Smiling, the name of that piece, from a brand new release from the Luke Stewart Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet, a self-titled release just out on the No Quarter recording label. Stewart, of course, at the bass, Jarvis Earnshaw at sitar and loops, Ryan Sawyer at the drums, and Devin Waldman, Braja Waldman, at alto saxophone, as I say, just out on No Quarter Records, Luke Stewart and Jarvis Earnshaw Quartet. Prior to that, of course, Irreversible Entanglements from their most recent outing release from last year, Open the Gates on International Anthem. That was Six Sounds. Kame Awewa at voice, Keir Nuringer at saxophone, Akil's Navarro at trumpet, Luke Stewart at double bass and bass guitar, and Chester Holmes at drums and percussion, and Kame, Keir, and Achilles also on synth throughout the release. Six Sounds, again, from Open the Gates. The mighty, mighty Irreversible Entanglements. Prior to that, from a 2019 release from James Brandon Lewis, Unruly Manifesto, released on the Mighty Relative Pitch recording label, that was a piece entitled The Hayden is Beauty. Luke Stewart at the bass, Anthony Pirog at the guitar, Jamie Branch at the trumpet, James Brandon Lewis, of course, a tenor saxophone, and Warren Trey Crodup III providing a drum artistry, indeed. Prior to that, back to 2015, and something from the collective creativity of Heroes Are Gang Leaders, from the album The Avant-Age Guard IAMs of the Gal Luxury, released on Fast Speaking Music. And that was Hero Hiru Shabaka Raz Uplift. Margaret Morris, yes. Thomas Sires and Randall Horton providing verse and poetry. James Brandon Lewis at the alto saxophone. Luke Stewart at the bass. Ryan Fraser at the trumpet. And Braja Devin Waldman at alto sax there as well. And started off with the Exposure Quintet from Luke Stewart. And featuring, of course, Edward Wilkerson Jr., Ken Banner, Margaret Reeds, Jim Baker at the piano, Avriel Raw at the drums, and Luke Stewart, a D.C., New York City-based bassist, providing compositions as well. You can find that, and you should look for it, on the Astral Spirits recording label. This is Jazz Muck on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. John B., your host. We've got a bunch of new music coming up in the next set, but first a little bit of business. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Amina Claudine Myers. Whenever I'm in Montreal, I like to listen to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Cette pièce de piano peut vous sembler bien banale. À moins que l'on vous dise que c'est Jeanne, encore prof à 81 ans, qui l'a apprise à la petite Chloé lors de ses cours cette semaine. Le Québec est riche de ses aînés. Reconnaissons leur contribution. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3 FM.
We're going to start the next set here on Jazz and Mac with some more James Brandon Lewis. This is from a brand new release of his, one of two just recently released. This one out on the Intact recording label, featuring him in a quartet setting. Release is entitled Code of Being. James Brandon Lewis at tenor saxophone, Aruan Ortiz at the piano, Brad Jones at the bass, and Chad Taylors at the drums. From the album Code of Being, once again, this is Where is Hella, already here in Jazz and Mac.